to go away for a year and come up with this idea and this world and the way that it looks and the color yellow and what it represents and just the aesthetic, you can't help but wonder throughout the process, like, is this gonna work? Like, does this even, man? And you just go back to, well, this is exciting to us, and that's all that we have to go by right now because we've shut everyone else out. There's nothing else to compare it to, and then that show, Brixton Academy, was like, it was the moment we realized, at least for this group of people, it worked, it clicked.
When everyone you thought you knew deserts your fight, I'll go with you. You're facing down a dark hall, I'll grab my light and go with you. I'll 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 go with you. Surrounded and up against the wall, I'll shred them all and go with you. When choices end, you must defend. I'll grab my back and go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. Yourself in a lion's den, I'll jump right in and pull my pin and go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
Blood, there's a wonderful line in there: when everyone you thought you knew deserts your fight, I'll go with you. And that to me is what Trench is all about.
Yeah.
And it's like that beautiful start of a story, the development of the story, a bit like Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel, for want, or American Idiot, to bring it kind of more into perspective.
Cool.
You take that journey and you go, and then at the very end, when we listen to the last track, Leave the City, it starts off with, I'm tired of tending to this fire, and a fire being something that can ignite something or something that can totally wreck or destroy something. And then it just finishes, the final line of the album is, they know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a beautiful transition there.
One of the themes of this record is definitely this feeling of being stuck in a cycle. I think that when it comes to trying to better yourself and to learn more about your insecurities and how they can affect you and stuff, you can find that you start making progress, and then all of a sudden you can have something that sets you back. And if you take that too hard, it's almost like it's hard to get back on track from there. So going into it knowing that you're going to have to start over, you're going to come to a point where I gotta just redo this whole thing. Mm-hmm. If you go into it knowing that that's going to happen, it really helps with the process of learning more about how to better yourself. And so, yeah, the narrative of this record is very cyclical. At the end of the record in the song Leave the City, it's the last song on the record, it does not tell you I found the answer. It does not tell you this is the place that I was talking about where we're all going to end up and everything's going to be fine. But what it does is it tells you that I've realized that the people that I'm traveling with is what it's all about.
This is you basically saying that as a group of two individuals that have a massive following, the Skeleton Clique. I would actually say at that gig in Brixton Academy that there wasn't a bit of yellow tape left in London. I would actually go as far as to say that they're all there. I have heard it so many times, and from even listening to your tracks, particularly the stuff from the fourth album, fifth album, you have fans. You have the most devoted fans in the world, by the way. They've won awards for that. But you have fans that will come to you and say, your music saved my life.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
It is.
That's a big deal. And it has to mean an awful lot to you guys.
It is a very heavy thing to hear. And part of you wants to kind of brush that off because it's so heavy. I don't even want to think about that because that is so heavy. But I think there's a part of what it is that we do that we have to own up to this, that we've found ourselves on some sort of stage, for lack of a better term, and we want to own it. We want to know, okay, we have some influence. What are we going to do with it? And to create music that at least gets someone to think, to get them to realize, hey, you know, these questions, what do you think of these big questions? Where are we going? Where we're from? What's the point? Oh, you don't have the answer to those questions. Well, here's a group of people who also don't have the answer to those questions either, but let's figure this out together.
I like that. It's like everyone else is taken, so why don't you just be you?
Yeah.
The energy that you guys have when you vibe off each other, where other people are actually looking at other acts and they're saying, God, you know, we could be like them, or we could be like them, or why don't we be like them? You guys, you just went underground, and there's that theme of isolation again, and you came up with a show, which, by the way, I've seen in Brixton a few weeks back, and I thought it was absolutely phenomenal what you did. From the minute I was in that beautiful venue, I actually thought that I was in the video to Jumpsuit.
Hmm.
And I think that when you come out with that show, and we're covering multi-genres here, like we're covering rock, alternative hip-hop, indie pop, electro-pop, we're covering all these things, and you've made it your own, and it's a very unique sound. And that's something I think that your fans appreciate, that you didn't copy anyone.
Hmm.
Wow. You made it from scratch.
Yeah, that's an ultimate compliment there. Yeah, I think that when, you know, when Josh and I first started playing, we didn't know that there were rules. You know, you have to have a certain amount of members. You got to write a certain style.
Yeah, rules are there to be broken.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, we weren't even set out to breaking rules either. We just didn't even know that they were there. And we just kind of followed the song. Like, this sounds cool. Let's do that. And that's all we did. And then here we are. We do become slightly more aware. It's only two of us. This, you know, this style song is right up next to the style song on the record. Like, does that make any sense? And then that's when you have to believe, well, it all comes from the same place. And it's all coming from that same exact place. And that's got to be enough to justify it sitting next to the other.
be right there, but you'll have to grab my throat and lift me in the air. If you need anyone, I'll stop my plans, but you'll have to tie me down and then break off my hands. If you need anyone, I'll be right there, but you'll have to grab my throat and lift me in the air. If you need anyone, if you need anyone, if you need anyone, I can't believe how much I hate pressures of a new place roam my way. Jump to cover me.
Has been moments when you've done gigs where you've kind of been insecure and looking at each other, and you'd vibe off Josh and Josh would vibe off you,
right.
And then you'd do that. But even last night I could see that energy in the room, and it was quite evident through a lot of the numbers, particularly one moment that sticks out for me, and I think it sticks out in everyone, that nobody grows up without having a hidden handshake. Mm. And if you watch the video for Nico and the Niners, you do this handshake. Last night, mid-song, you do the handshake.
Yeah.
And it was a special moment. I was watching social media today and people were putting it up saying, God, they did the handshake.
Yeah.
It was such a big deal. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I have got a handshake. Oh, let's do a handshake. You and Brandon, Yuri have a handshake. Everyone has a handshake. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But it just seemed like a special moment. And the two of you, that's your first time back since a year off or working very hard, we'll say, from the last gig in Columbus, right? So you arrived back. This is your first gig. Was it amazing? Did it live up to expectations?
It was incredible. I mean, to go away for a year and come up with this idea and this world and the way that it looks and the color yellow and what it represents and just the aesthetic. You can't help but wonder throughout the process, like, is this going to work? Like, does this even... Man, and you just go back to, well, this is exciting to us, and that's all that we have to go by right now because we've shut everyone else out. There's nothing else to compare it to. And then that show, Brixton Academy, was like, it was the moment we realized, at least for this group of people, it worked, it clicked, and... You know, those shows
it genuinely did from every transition. Every
yeah, cadence, and those shows like, that we've described in the past where, you know, Josh and I feed off of each other to stay afloat and to stay on stage and everything, and stay confident. That was not one of those shows. That show was us purely just absolutely enthralled and spellbound by the crowd.
I have to say, the complete diversion show, which was what it was called, and it's on the road to the Banditon tour. It's one of those things that it was a complete diversion. And there was an element of hysteria. Like, people were loving this. And what a way to break back onto the market. As a wrap up to all this, some of these song titles, like Hedens, that's almost like an anthem that's a dynamic with your fans. Chlorine, which is on the brand new record, which is brilliant. Go out and buy it today. It's out today. Go out and buy it.
Go get it.
But Trench is like, it has some of those titles on there. Chlorine. Chlorine is something that can be used to poison someone or something that can be used to cleanse something.
Yeah.
Which is a brilliant title. Like, Jumpsuit is there. Levitate, I like it. It's like, you raise me up from where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the hints of Blurry Face in the videos where the black hands come in on the neck again. And I think that story is one to be told. Are we going to see this evolve even more now in the next year? Are we?
We're going to. You're talking to us, and we have not talked to a lot of people about this record. And you would be surprised how much we're just feeding off of how it's coming off. And I don't know, just talking to you right now, it's energizing me to want to go.
I have that effect on people. I apologize.
Move this story forward, man. No, it's amazing. I can't. I mean, we left it open-ended on purpose because we wanted to, you know, take a second to survey the room. Feel like, is this something we should keep on going? And it, everything's pointing to yes. And so, yeah, there's a lot more to be talked about.
East is up. I'm fearless when I hear this on the low. East is up. I'm careless when I wear my rebel clothes. East is up. When bishops come together, they will know that Dima don't control us. Dima don't control. East is up. They wanna make you forget. They wanna make you forget. Save your razor blades now. Not yet. Save your razor blades now. Not yet. I'm heavy. My jumpsuit is unsteady. I'm lighter. When I wear my rebel clothes, East is up. When bishops come together, they will know that Dima don't control us. Dima don't control. I'm heavy. My jumpsuit is unsteady. I'm lighter.
Say when I wanna be enough. What a beautiful day for I'm making a break for it. We'll find a way to pay for it. Maybe from all the money we made. Razor blade stores, Benton race horse and force a sponsor and start a concert, a complete diversion. Start a mob, but you can be quite certain we'll win, but not everyone will get out. No, no. We'll win, but not everyone will get out. No, no. We'll win, but not everyone will get out. East is up. I'm fearless when I hear this on the low. East is up. I'm careless when I wear my rebel clothes. East is up. When bishops come together,
I gotta say it, long may you continue the creativity, Josh and Tyler. Long may you continue to fight that great fight of letting people know that it's okay not to be okay. And I wish you the very best of luck on the Bandito tour.
Thank you so much, man.
To replace this culture is a culture of overexposure. Not today, don't feed me to the vultures. I am a vulture who feeds on pain. Sleep in the well-lit room, don't let the shadow through. And sever all I knew, yes, sever all I thought. I could depend on my
my weekends on the freezing ground that I'm sleeping on. Please keep me from, please keep me down from the ledges. Better tested wooden wedges under doorways. Keep your wooden wedges under doors. Chorus, verse, now here comes the eight. Wait, habits here too, you're the worst. Your structure compensates, but compensation feels a lot like rising up to dominate by track. To at least they all know all they hear comes from a place. Oh, I know how to levitate above my feet. And ever since the seventh grade, I learned to fire breathing. Though I feed on things that fell, you can learn to levitate with just a little help.